This is KGOU. I'm Brian Hartzinski. A year after President Obama signed a federal disaster declaration that paved the way for up to $257 million in aid following the May 2013 tornadoes, about half of that funding has been spent. The Oklahoma Tornado Project's Kate Carlton Greer teamed up with Oklahoma Watch to track where all that money went.
Following huge disasters, there's always a potential for things to go wrong. In New Orleans, former Mayor Ray Nagin was recently sentenced to 10 years in prison for taking bribes from contractors rebuilding after Hurricane Katrina. And in New Jersey, there's been criticism that some Sandy aid has gone to less needy areas. So we wanted to look into Oklahoma's post-storm recovery. State Department of Emergency Management Director Albert Ashwood, who's worked closely with FEMA, says outright fraud is less common than it used to be.
I'm not saying it doesn't happen. If you go back to Katrina and some catastrophic events, there was a lot more of it that happened. But I would say a lot of that was caused by all of us trying to be more as reactive as possible to help out individuals.
He says any mistakes that are made are generally honest ones. But since Oklahoma has the third most presidential disaster declarations in the nation, most local officials generally understand how the process works. Moore City Manager Steve Eady says relief aid was essential after the tornado hit his city.
And it would be impossible for us to survive with a storm of this nature without that federal funding. And I virtually say that's true of any community that has a major disaster.
The city of Moore got over $13 million from FEMA and $52 million from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. That's the most federal funding any Oklahoma town or city received as a result of what FEMA calls Disaster 4117. Eady says the tornadoes in 99 and 03 laid the groundwork, so recovery from this most recent storm has gone pretty smoothly.
We know how to deal with FEMA, what to do and what not to do, probably more importantly, making sure that all the I's are dotted and T's are crossed in terms of all the federal requirements and all that. This is the best FEMA we've worked with on the storms we've had.
After a disaster like this, there's money specifically for towns and cities to repair their damages. And there's also funding for storm shelters and measures to make them safer from future storms. There are low-interest loans from the Small Business Administration and, finally, funds to help individuals. But most people who applied for individual assistance from FEMA didn't get any. 73% were denied statewide, including Cheryl Pennington, who called it a waste of time.
Maybe it is helpful to some people, but I didn't see where it's helpful to anybody I've known.
Pennington says it was frustrating and sometimes confusing filling out mounds of paperwork to apply for aid. But Ashwood says the good news is that most people were able to complete that process within the first few months after the storm. For cities and towns, it can take much longer.
You know, these disasters, people think that, well, when they're done. You know, the federal government came in, they passed out money, they're over with, we're ready for the next disaster.
In many cases, reimbursement takes place after the money is spent, in a process that can take time. The road to recovery is a long one that Ashwood expects, in this case, could take an additional 5 to 6 years. For the Oklahoma Tornado Project, I'm Kate Carlton Greer.
Funding for the Oklahoma Tornado Project comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. You'll hear several stories from the Auditing the Storm Disaster 4117 series over the next couple of weeks. Follow along online at tornado.kgou.org.